CBS News travel editor Peter Greenberg is joining the show now. And Peter, I thought of you because yesterday the CDC put out the big word about 80% of the world's countries you just shouldn't travel to. And I wonder, what do you make of this? I looked at the list. It's like there's a lot on there. They really are basically saying to me, don't go global.
Well, actually, it wasn't the CDC. It was the U.S. State Department. And that added even more confusion to the mix because, remember, the three words that always have a negative connotation when they're heard are State Department advisory. Every time anybody hears that word, they don't want to go anywhere. And about 3 years ago, the U.S. State Department decided they were going to fix the system of State Department advisories. And instead of selectively applying them, they were going to issue a State Department advisory for every country in the world, but do it on a four-tier level. So level one, two, three, and four. Level one would be travel with normal caution, whatever that means. Level two was travel with increased caution. And for most travelers, that meant, you know, you're already in the safe room in the basement. Level three was reconsider travel, which meant you're putting plywood on your windows. And level four was three words, do not travel. And what the State Department did yesterday, which is truly confusing and a little misleading, mm-hmm. is they issued level four advisories, meaning do not travel, to about 80% of the world based on COVID-19. Now, the CDC didn't do that. What the CDC has said is that if you've been vaccinated properly, meaning the two doses of Moderna or Pfizer or the one dose of Johnson & Johnson, then you can travel at a very low risk. And so they're now operating contradictory now because the CDC is saying you can travel with low risk, and the State Department is saying don't leave Winnetka.
Oh, my God.
And so right now, one of the things I'll be talking about on our show on Saturday is how do you navigate through this? And it's actually very easy to do. There are very few countries right now that are spiking to the point where you shouldn't go. Some countries are still remaining closed, like Australia and New Zealand, and they've kept a bubble there so they can have no cases or almost no cases. There are other countries there that are going to be reopening slowly, like in Asia, Thailand, and Cambodia. But Greece has already mentioned that if you can show proof of vaccination as of May 15th, you're welcome to come there without having to quarantine. Same thing in Croatia. Same thing in many other countries. The United Kingdom is going to reopen on a three-tier level starting in June, red, yellow, and green. And if you're in the green level, that means you can show proof of vaccination. Now, that doesn't mean you're not going to have to wear a mask. You are. It doesn't mean you may not have to be tested once you're there. You will be. And you have to get tested because of U.S. regulations before you come home. But it doesn't mean you can't go. So watch this space. This story is just getting started. And I'm going to do my best to navigate for everybody this Saturday.
You're right about it being confusing because it just that one headline, 80% of the world's countries. And you thought, oh, my God, are we forbidden? Are we going to, you know, try to buy a book, a plane ticket? It won't work. But that's not what you're saying. There's different guidance and sounds like competing guidance between the CDC and the State Department. A lot to sort out, though, there. So we'll be listening Saturday.
Tremendous.
Saturday 1 to 4 is your show.
You got it.
I do want to ask you.
State Department probably advises you not to listen to my show.
More the reason to do that. We got to do that. I wonder because I saw the same news today about how 67% of people say they will take a summer vacation. A lot of these folks do plan to jump on an airplane. Seems like travel's really opening up again. People ready to do it.
Well, not just ready to do it. They're doing it because in their mind, being vaccinated means you're liberated. And they are literally ignoring even the recommendations of the CDC to avoid non-essential travel. They're booking flights now, and they can do so with ease knowing that the airlines got rid of those draconian ticket change fees. So you can roll the dice, book a flight now, and know that if for any reason the airline cancels the flight or the country that you're going to closes down, you won't be out the money. I looked ahead. The airline computer systems are going crazy trying to be able to project demand and set pricing. Just for giggles, I went and looked at a fare from Dallas to New York in September, nonstop on either American or Delta. You know what the fare is? Take a guess.
It's got to be crazy low or you wouldn't be mentioning $100.
You're not going to the Showcase Showdown. $48. $48.
Wow.
The cab ride from downtown Dallas to DFW is more than that. So they're not controlling the prices, and at the same time, they're throwing in so much capacity around the country for the summer because they know people are going to travel. But where are they throwing the capacity? To outdoor areas. You know, Bozeman, Montana, Casper, Wyoming, Eugene, Oregon, Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, Hilton Head, South Carolina, Traverse City, Michigan, places where people want to go outdoors. And it's really funny. If you take a look at the airport in Bozeman, Montana, 8 months ago, I think there was one guy on the runway named Vern. Today, eight airlines have announced new service to Bozeman, Montana. They're not even going to know what hit them. But with all that capacity coming into Bozeman, Montana, and by the way, there's a reason for that. It's near a national park. But with all that capacity coming in, airfares are not going to go up in those departments because there's too many available seats. So it's still going to be a buyer's market this summer, except for a few prized routes.
Yeah, that's good to hear. I've never been to Bozeman. I've heard a lot of good things about it, It seems like a lot of people from our area have discovered that, so it's worth checking out. Hey, can you clear up something before I let you go, Peter? There's something else that you mentioned last time you were with us, and Mary Vandeveld and I were talking about it. It's the rental car thing. Last we talked, you said it was like $300 a day for like a Kia. It was crazy during spring break time, and Mary said her friends who are traveling are saying, you know what, they're not seeing that right now.
Well, here's what's going on. The rental car companies got really hit hard during the pandemic because they were stuck with literally hundreds of thousands of cars that weren't going anywhere except depreciating in value. So they sold most of their fleet. They got rid of it. They shrunk the fleet. Now demand is coming back, and in certain locations, there are just not enough cars. It's the law of supply and demand. So that $300 a day Kia rate that we saw in Florida is still more or less the same, but it's also happening in Arizona. It's happening in California. And where it's really going crazy, get ready for this, Hawaii. There's a rate that I saw last week for a convertible in Hawaii, $1,000 a day.
Jeez, that's crazy.
So you know what? And they're not going to get any new cars right away because those cars have to be shipped in. You can't just drive them to Hawaii. So just be aware of the fact that if you're going to go rent a car somewhere, in many cases, if it's within 400 miles of where you live, you might want to drive your own car.
I find that everything that has to do with Hawaii is a 5x multiple of everywhere else, which is why I have never been to Hawaii. It's just every time you look into it, it seems expensive, but I maybe that's different. Are the airfares pretty reasonable to Hawaii? Are you seeing that?
No, the airfares are going up. Hotel rates are going up. Many hotels in Maui are getting $700, $800 a night now, and they're running at about 70 to 80% occupancy. This pent-up demand is happening. Now, the airlines are throwing more flights on their schedules to Hawaii, and the actual islands there are relaxing inter-island travel without additional testing, so it's making it easier for people to travel once they get there. But the demand is really high.
Yeah. Thank you, Peter, for clearing all that up for us. A lot of things we were wondering
about. You got it.
Appreciate it. Peter Greenberg is a CBS News travel editor. You can also catch his show here on GN Radio. Saturdays, as you heard him, 1 to 4, Eye on Travel.